This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day unfolds with sunny skies across much of Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm afternoon, while Jerusalem sees some clouds. In Haifa, the breeze is pleasant, making it a lovely day to be outside. Meanwhile, Eilat remains hot and dry. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports earlier this hour that the IDF is tightening cooperation with the U.S. military as Iran considers an extreme move. Also, the Jerusalem Post highlights Mossad director David Barnea's praise for successful operations against Iran and Hezbollah, delivered earlier this hour. Also this hour, I-24 News says Israel seeks U.S. diplomatic support in southern Lebanon to tackle Hezbollah's drone threats. Separately, Ynet reports from earlier today that Trump is skeptical about the Iran deal, while mediators remain hopeful. And finally, Forward reports that the Venice Biennale jury will not consider entries from countries whose leaders face ICC charges affecting Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior 13 shared just minutes ago that Dedi Barnea, head of the Institute, spoke about the significance of award-winning operations in Lebanon and Iran. I-24News_EN posted shortly before that the IDF has warned residents of 16 villages in southern Lebanon to evacuate towards Sidon. OSINT613 noted minutes ago that the IDF Arabic spokesperson cited Hezbollah ceasefire violations as the reason for the evacuation call. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with Walla's report, the IDF is working closely with U.S. forces amid increasing tensions with Iran. This collaboration may involve strategic planning to counter potential threats from Iran. The implications for regional security are significant, as this move could escalate military readiness. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, Mossad director David Barnea highlighted operational success against Iran and Hezbollah. These covert operations have reportedly provided critical intelligence breakthroughs. This underscores the ongoing shadow conflict impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports that Israel is seeking U.S. diplomatic backing to address threats from Hezbollah's drones in southern Lebanon. This request highlights the growing concern over Hezbollah's military capabilities. It shows Israel's reliance on international support to deter regional threats. Separately, Ynet covers the ongoing Iran deal negotiations, with Trump expressing doubts as mediators remain hopeful. The critical days ahead could shape the future of nuclear limitations. The outcome of these talks has far-reaching implications for Middle Eastern diplomacy. And finally, Forward's report on the Venice Biennale means Israeli artists may face exclusion due to ICC charges against national leaders. This decision could impact Israel's cultural representation on the global stage. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business highlights Rosette Hinawi's leadership in transforming crises into opportunities in the Hinawi beverage empire. Her approach has sustained the brand's legacy in Israel's competitive market. Separately, CTEC reports on Israel and the U.S. shifting from direct military funding to joint development of laser, air defense, and AI technologies. This marks a new era of cooperation in advanced military innovations. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that the dollar fell below 3 shekels following Trump's announcement of a ceasefire extension in Lebanon. This development reflects ongoing fluctuations in currency markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.